2 to 3 quarters, and I would expect the large volumes for the industry at large to be right in line with the industry projections as Windows NT finds its place alongside Unix in the industrial environment.
Do you see it as a desktop operating system, a server operating system, or both?
Well, it can be argued. Again, I'd rather go offline on this one, but it can be argued for both. I see it as both myself.
Okay, and can I ask one last question? Digital in the past, in terms of the three operating systems, has said that they're all sort of they're all basically equal, and you know it's up to the customer to choose between them. It seems with the October 12th announcement that DecOS F1, at least for now, is a little more equal than the others.
The answer to that really has to be derived from customer expectations, and you have to look at what the customer environment is. You know, we have a number of very large, I can't think of a large industrial account in America that doesn't have digital product in it somewhere, and that customer probably has a VMS installation. We've given them a very robust growth path on Open VMS to move into the advantages of Open Client Server there. That reflects that customer's environment. He probably has engineering work groups or technical work groups that have Unix workstations in place, and we have to support those in order to have the kind of network environment that he expects from us. And thirdly, with the emphasis on what's going to happen at the desktop and client server level with Windows NT, we have to support that. So our reflection is not one of trying to pick a favorite operating system or say we emphasize this. I think our reflection is a balanced view of what the customer environment is and how we have to support that. I think we have well-integrated plans for all of those operating systems. They have to be very strong, they have to support the applications, and they have to be interoperable, and our strategy is to maintain operating system support to reflect the customer's environment.
Next question, please.
Terry Shannon, please state your company name, followed by your question.
Hi, this is Terry Shannon, representing Terry Shannon on deck. I have a question for Bill. This is regarding Alpha AXP. You already said that AXP accounted for one-fifth the system's revenue in quarter one. Bill Strecker recently said that the AXP installed base was roughly 10,000 at the end of fiscal 93. Can you provide an estimate of the current Alpha installed base? Based on the numbers you provided, I would suspect it's somewhere between 15,000 and 20,000 right now. Can you comment on that?
I don't know the exact number because, you know, when you count the Alpha installed systems, you have to count the sales to OEMs that went out in boards and chips, and then the systems that Digital sold and shipped, and that our VARs sold and shipped. And so I don't know what the right answer is, but the unit volume is increasing, and it's over 10,000, and I don't know how much over it is at this point.
Okay, thank you.
Next question.
If there are any additional questions, please press the 1 followed by the 4 at this time.
Thank you for joining us today. If you have any additional questions on the company's financial results today, you can call Brad Allen at area code 508-493-7182 or Jim Chioffri at 508-493-8009. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. You may all disconnect, and thank you for participating.